Hello, gentle audience. Madge here. How you doing? Listen, I just was playing with my lavalier microphone, and I've noticed something very interesting, and I want you to hear it. It's a very, very sensitive lavalier, and I noticed that it's cupped. It's sitting right above my breasts right now, attached to my prosier. Now, before you get all excited and start masturbating, let me tell you, we got a show ahead of us. So chill out and put your Vaseline intensive care lotion away. Now, what it is I can hear my heart beating with the lavalier if I cup my hands around it. So I want you to listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear my heart beat for the very first time? God, I hate that cunt. She has a nasty, wart-filled pussy anyway. Don't let anybody tell you different. Here, let's listen to my heart again. Well, I don't know if you could hear it, and if you... I don't know if that's going to get through the MP3 compression or not, but it certainly felt nice to touch myself there. I would rather have you there. I would rather have the gentle audience all touching my breasts at the same time, like in that movie Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman. I just love Nicole Kidman, don't you? She is just the hottest thing. You know, there's very few people that are so beautiful that they just have a license to be whatever the hell they want. You know what I mean? Some people are just born gorgeous. And they're a little talented. Somewhat. Anyway, we've got a big show ahead of us. I don't know what we're going to talk about. But I'll think about it as we listen to this delightful remake of a Pink Floyd song. With me talking over it so that it's non-illegal. Like I care. Song before. I should just keep talking. Anyway, even though this is a mellow song that we should all chill out, I want to talk about something that annoys me. The Inside Mac radio show. Now, I listen to this show because I'm a total Macintosh geek, as they say, and I love the Macintosh. And I drool every time there's a product announcement that's even remotely interesting, or even if it's not interesting.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from rain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile.
Now, don't even start telling me I can't play that fucking song. When Radiohead didn't even write that themselves, they just stole it from Pink Floyd. So don't even start with that bullshit. You know, I don't understand why people are so goddamn self-righteous about the goddamn internet's music. You know, like, you know, please don't tell me you always obey the law, okay? Tell me you've never run a yellow light or even a red light. Tell me you don't... Tell me you stop completely every stop sign and I won't believe you. Tell me you've never smoked a goddamn joint or taken a prescription medication you weren't supposed to, or maybe fudged a little here and there. Oh, please, or stolen some whiteout from your employer. So don't get self-righteous with the goddamn music all of a sudden. Please, give me a fucking break. You know how much money I've spent on goddamn music in my life? And nobody on earth has enough money to fill up a goddamn iPod with legal music. Give me a fucking break. Cut the charade. I mean, I think it's great to give these new artists exposure. But to obey the law to the letter when you're a podcast with 12 people listening to it, give me a goddamn break. It's just stupid. It's called Pollyanna. Anyway, as somebody said to me once, a very brilliant man, Polly, Polyurethane? No, what is it? Polyurethane would be a great drag queen name. I don't know any drag queens, though. Pansy. Pantheism sounds too much like pansy. A wise man once told me, his name was Bill Beveridge, and he always used a hearing aid. I always thought he was a reincarnation of somebody who's now dead by the name of Kurt Vonnegut. Totally lost in space and time. One minute he's in Vietnam, Korea, then he's 2,000 years ahead of us. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Inside Mac radio show and how it annoys me to the point that I have to listen to it religiously just so that I can hear this fat asshole talk with the same goddamn one adjective that he uses to express himself for every goddamn product. Everything is cool. Everything is cool stuff. Or sometimes he'll say great stuff. Cool stuff, great stuff, cool stuff, great stuff. That's all this fucking guy says. He claims that he's the number one podcast on the internet, according to some website. And it's basically this show where he just... It's basically Apple. It's sort of like the Pravda for Apple. If Apple were a country, the Inside Mac radio show would be Pravda. Because all this guy ever does is, oh, that sounds great. And he talks like this. I'm sure you've all heard it if you've... Well, maybe you haven't. And I thought, okay, I listened to it for a while. I thought, well, you know, the guy sounds like he's an asshole. He has the vocabulary of a centipede. But he sounds like he could be young. Maybe he's cute. Then maybe he can get away with this. But then I turn on the goddamn radio and he's a fat... Or I turn on the goddamn website and I look at him and he's a big fat slob. Now, before you get all high and mighty... Because I'm calling Scott Shepard a fat slob, I want to tell you something. You go to the Chicago Sun-Times website today and you will read a story in which this lovely author, I forget her name, says that you should go ahead and if you see fat people on the street, you should tell them they're fat because you're saving their life. You know? So just get over being polite. Like, why should you be polite? Let's say, why should you tell somebody, oh my God, you're smoking, you're going to kill yourself. You know? Fine, if you're going to do that, then you bet. If you're going to tell people that, then you goddamn better be thin. Because if you're fat, then you're a goddamn hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me today. It's been 1 week since my last confession. Oh, I'm just kidding. Gussie's been driving me up a goddamn wall. Poor Gussie. You know, there is such a thing as financial wreckage due to Alzheimer's disease in the form of credit card debt. Enough said. Anyway, oh, God, my vagina reeks. I read this wonderful bit from the internet. So I put it on another... Well, I don't tell people my private weblog, but I do have a private weblog where I posted it, but that doesn't... That's not going to... That's not going to help you, gentle audience, if you want to hear this. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this. I am not going to tell you my private weblog, because that would violate my confidentiality. There has to be a little bit left to the imagination. I can't just show everybody my large vagina. So let's see. Where is this fucking goddamn thing? Let me pull it up on the computer here. A woman wrote this. I just came across it. And I think Madge Weinstein will sound very sexy telling the story. I'd like to tell you who it is. It's coming from a website. I'll just read you the URL, and that's by credit, because I just don't see the lady's name here. But it's www.altx.com/thebody/vagina.html. Now, here we go. I'm going to put my headphones on. Maybe get a little vagina monologues music going. Let's see what I can come up with here, lesbians and gentlemen. We need some vagina monologues music. What would be good? Let's go through the random thus and so and figure it all out. Oh, my cunt stinks. And I'm so glad those fucking holidays are over. You know, I was just over with some friends over at the Charlie's Ale House in the Andersonville. And there was a large lesbian who was the manager, huge,
And she was taking down the Christmas lights, and she almost fell. I almost ate her out, but she was too big even for me. Let's see. Oh, I hate when I'm not prepared. I didn't do my show notes. Oh, no. Forgive me for having a goddamn life. Anyway, I by the way, do agree with what people have said about the show notes. I think
show notes are... Now, links that were mentioned is useful. But to have an outline explaining the whole show, it just strikes me as anal retentive and completely ridiculous. But, whatever you got to do. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's see. Is this good lesbian music? I don't know. What's this? Let's see.
He chides Theodetus. Suppose we were asked about some obvious common thing. For instance, what clay is. It would be absurd to answer potter's clay and oven maker's clay and brick maker's clay.
Theodetus quickly catches the spirit of Socrates' questioning, so quickly, in fact, that he wonders at Socrates' power as a teacher in contrast to his own pain as a student. This gives Socrates another chance to describe himself as a teacher.
Okay, that was Plato. That wasn't lesbian music. Okay. Here we go. For years, I was confused about exactly where pee came from. It seemed to come from that little tip that stuck out and forward between the lips. Oh, that doesn't really go, does it? Oh, that's bad music. Let's just do random music. I'm sorry, gentle audience. I should have prepared. Okay, let's see. Well, actually, this might be fine. Okay. It seemed to come from the little tip that stuck out and forward between the lips that would indicate a hole. And as far as I could see, there wasn't one. The lack of a hole was just one big puzzle in the whole puzzling arrangement between my legs. Where somewhere there was also supposed to be a big hole enough to let a baby out someday. But where there seemed to be nothing but a convoluted surface of folds, of overlapping folds. It's not that I was uncurious. As soon as I was alone in bed, my hands slid down into my pajamas to their resting place between my legs. I liked to pull at the flaps of skin, let them spring back. I plowed my finger through the tacky folds, deciphering them. The landscape between my legs was hard to map, though, and I was content not to understand it yet. If there was a vagina in there, it didn't seem to be any concern of mine, any more than those other organs mooted about, whose functions I hardly understood. The kidney, the liver. When I heard those words, all I pictured was small, dense lumps from inside the chicken, simmering in a pan to be picked out with toothpicks. The sheets were heavy and smelly. Underneath was my laboratory, where painstaking researches went on. Progress was slow and scarcely resembled progress at times. The findings were so bewildering, my methods so whimsical. I was more like an alchemist than a modern scientist, interested in intuitions, affinities not in logic or proof. I pottered about in the steam, my hands silent confidants of my secret parts. I pulled, I plucked, I unstuck fold from fold, so dedicated was my curiosity that when later the inner folds, which had been neat and small, stretched until they sprawled out over the outer lips. I thought I had damaged myself, made myself into a freak, half boy, half girl. fuck that was. You know, it's not easy when you only have, like, well, never mind what my equipment is. So that was that. Maybe I'll read some more of that crap later on. I wanted to play a song. I've got to get more organized. You know, I totally suck. I really do suck. No, I don't. I need to think positive. I need to practice self-talk. I really do. Self-talk. Relax, Madge. Think about pretty flowers and vaginas that look like flowers. Think about pizza and prune Danish from Entenmann's. Yes, Madge. You've got the fever for the flavor of Pringles, or whatever the hell it is. Oh, I need to blow my nose. What can we talk about, gentle lesbians and gentlemen? What can we talk about? So this guy really annoys me, this Inside Mac Radio. I'm sorry it takes me an hour to... What the fuck is this? I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, I left the mic on. All right, so I feel like I should be talking or something, because I don't talk enough all day. I don't talk enough. Let me talk some more. Let Madge talk a little for a change. So Gussie's driving me crazy. I'm doing these podcasts, you know, and every day I got to fucking talk about something. Even though I've been out all goddamn day, I have to go to the Weight Watchers Anonymous meeting, everything. It's not easy being Madge Weinstein. And then people want to talk to me. They want to have a conversation, they do. You know, what do you think I am? Do you think I'm made out of time? Do you think I'm as timeless as I claim to be on stage? Oh, gentle audience, it's not easy, for I am a mere mortal. It's not easy being the only lesbian who will speak out on stage against vaginal yeast. It's not easy being Madge Weinstein. I need some more lesbians to step up to the plate and stand up for what they believe in. Curing vaginal yeast is just an example. This is my favorite opera. That doesn't translate to podcast very well, so fuck that. Oy, so about this annoying guy, Scott Shepard, the Inside Mac Radio Show. I mean, it's basically just people come on the show that sound like they pay money or they're connected in some way, and they advertise their products, and this guy, Scott Shepard, doesn't say anything except, cool stuff, great stuff. What kind of cool stuff do you got? Oh, that's really cool stuff. The guy must say the words cool stuff, and I'm not joking, about 12 times a minute. Cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff. Great stuff. What kind of great stuff do you have? Oh, that's great. I got one of those, and it's great. That's great. You should try this cool stuff. Cool stuff. So I'm going to suggest to you, gentle audience, that you listen to the Inside Radio Mac show, or whatever the fuck it is, just to annoy the living piss out of yourself. So if there's some way... to do that, and I suspect that's probably why he is the number one rated podcast, because everybody wants to see how annoyed they can get. It's sort of like sticking paper clips up your ass or something. I don't know. That's maybe a bad analogy. Not everybody likes that. Here, let's see. Let's just randomly go through one of these and see what kind of crap we get. God, this guy's such a
He gives me the creeps.
But also very nice and quiet. And then I think on top of that, as you mentioned, outstanding graphics from NVIDIA, the GeForce 6800 DDL card.
Great stuff.
And the 30-inch display, which is the largest LCD display ever.
Oh, I'm fat.
So you put all this together, and I mean... It's
that's not Scott Shepard. That's the guest, by the way.
Users, enthusiasts, and I think, as you mentioned, makes a great Christmas gift, too.
Oh, yeah, this is the Mac Daddy of Christmas
Well,
gifts.
For me, it's the fifth day of Hanukkah, so I think that I'll take
great.
It as a holiday gift. I don't care any gift. It doesn't matter. Kwanzaa, whatever.
So, we were just at DV Expo yesterday in Los Angeles. All you see is Power Mac G5s everywhere. It's the leading gig right now when it comes to, you know, video editing on the desktop.
And I'm fat.
Tell us about... Before we even get into what the Power Mac G5 is being used for and some of the applications that people are using
it
for, give us a rundown of the current Power Mac G5 lineup. What's Apple offering? What
is that offering?
Well, the lineup is really outstanding. We've introduced this fall a entry...
Did you hear that? What can we buy? Yes, we all have lots of venture capital left over from our when we screwed over .com businesses. Yes, just
thanks.
Like you.
So, you know, as they look at being a real serious enthusiast, they'll want to take a look at a Power Mac for some of the expansion off.
Let's talk about the Power Mac G5 in games. This is the killer kick.
Halo, baby.
Way cool.
Halo.
Game box.
Way cool. Okay. First of all, that's a total lie. Everybody knows that Macintosh is not the system to get for games. Now, if you're going to want to turn people onto Macintosh, then don't tell them it's a game machine because they're going to be sorely disappointed. Yes, it's true. You can get the dual gigahertz, 2.5 gigahertz with the water cooling, the NVIDIA 68,000 million card, and you can spend about, you know, $10,000 or so on this. But you know what, you just, and then you can play games that are 6 months to a year old if they've been lucky enough to be produced on the Mac platform. But other than that, you're better off with a PC. Any fucking 12-year-old can tell you that. So I don't know who's up this fat ass's nose. I don't know whose ass is, oh, whatever, you know what I mean.
Hold its own with any PC, bar none. So you were here with Todd Benjamin from Apple Computer. He's the product manager for the Power Mac G5. We'll be right back.
Oh, and you have a product manager from Apple on the phone. Wow, what a coincidence. Fucking cocksuckers. Fat ass.
Sony Center here in San Francisco.
And I'm here with somebody as fat as me from Apple Computers. Here to lie. Now, I do love Apple Computers, but I hate when people lie and are fat.
Check it out, www.macworldexpo.com. It's going to be a very cool keynote Tuesday morning with Steve Jobs.
Because when you're fat, you're unhealthy. And I'm a little big boned, but I'm not that fat. But let's face it, this is a fat epidemic. And it's time to tell your friends, I'm fat as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Steve Jobs.
The man.
What does P stand for?
Oh, listen to this cat.
MacMac.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Show. This part of the Inside Mac Show is brought to you by IDG Macworld Expo for the definitive Macintosh event coming up here January 10th through the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing I hate. So many of these podcasters, they don't know how to speak goddamn English. They pronounce their vowels all wrong. Like he says, instead of saying, he said the 10th annual something. 10th. 10. 10, like the letter E. 10th. The 10th annual. Not 10th. He says 10th, and I'm so sick, and that's what I was talking about the other day, about this fucking guy accent that's plagued the United States for about the past decade, where it's all these people that can't pronounce anything, and if you want a real good example of that, well, then I'm not going to go there, let's just say. I'm not going to mention that, because then I'll become really unpopular. But you know what I'm talking about, code.
Beautiful Moscone Center here in San Francisco. Check it out, www.macworldexpo.com. It's going to be a very cool keynote Tuesday.
Oh, a very cool keynote. Wow, where'd you get that adjective? You must have a thesaurus right in your pussy.
Good morning with Steve Jobs.
Stephen P. Jobs.
The man.
What does P stand for?
I don't know.
The man.
I'll tell you next week.
I need a
there
trees
we go.
Burger.
Something to hold on
actually,
to.
Actually,
come here,
somebody
eat.
And can tell us what
how about
P
some ass?
For, we'll give them
this
a
guy's giving
goodie.
Me a goddamn migraine. Let's talk about something more soothing and lesbian. Let's just put this iPod on shuffle, see what we can come up with here. No, that's not good. Oh, this is nice, yes. Plastic Man is always good for background music. Reminds me of my days doing video recording for the Art Vamp. She is a
an internet celebrity, and she's an artist, very talented artist, and she does these, I can't even begin to explain it, but if you want to understand her, you go to artvamp.com. That's artvamp.com. She's married to another well-known filmmaker named Usama Al-Shaibi, and he's getting all kinds of publicity with the Iraq War because he's from Baghdad. Anyway, what else can I talk about while we're playing the Plastic Man? We could talk about Judy Chicago. Let's see what Judy Chicago says about vaginas. This book about dinner plates, The Dinner Party, I think it's about to be the Bible for my vagina. I need to find... Let's see. Okay, this is what Judy Chicago has to say about Irene Joliot-Curie. Oh, Joliot-Curie, no doubt strongly influenced by her mother, Marie Curie... Or was it Mary? Marie Curie was a leading scientist in the field of radioactivity. She and her husband discovered the neutron, a fundamental subatomic particle for... Oh, boring. I want to hear the word vagina. I don't want to hear science bullshit. Virginia Woolf's plate. I don't know about this. I need to be more lesbian. I don't feel lesbian enough. Oh, that woman has big tits. What else can I talk about? Gussie has red hair. She's old. She's got freckles, and she mostly sits around on a walker. I can't believe I'm still talking. I can't believe how long I'm talking. And I still haven't said anything. What the fuck's going on with me? I'm completely insane. Completely. And it's 12 midnight? Oh, and I have to work in the morning at the label. I got all kinds of lesbians coming in for auditions. I gotta clean my cunt. For the girls, of course. It's hard to test who's the best pussy eater without a shaved whorehole. Oh, I know I'm foul mouthed. I haven't even said anything good. Let's take a quick look at the news before I end. Let's see. Okay, what do we got going here? Let's do the homepage. Aid Army. Penis? Is that Penis Army? Aid Army. Races? Oh, I thought it was Penis Army. Oh, that tsunami with the tzaddik. Delay Republicans reverse indictment. Indictment rule change. What the fuck is that? Tom DeLay got fellow Republicans to reverse a recent rule change that would have allowed him to keep his leadership post even if indicted. Are you kidding me? What is that? I gotta read this again. U.S. House of Republicans Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas got fellow Republicans on Monday to reverse a recent rule change that would have allowed him to keep his leadership post even if indicted. I don't understand what that means. Does that mean he can still be the majority leader, even if he's indicted? I don't even understand. Even Reuters or whatever. They should make sense, shouldn't they? Republicans applauded they also moved to make it more difficult for House Ethics Committee to investigate a complaint against any member. Well, what the fuck's the point of that? Why would you want it to be difficult to investigate ethics of the House? Oh, you know what? This is just ridiculous. It's like, why even complain anymore? It's so fucked, these fucking idiots. In 10 years, we're totally going to be screwed. You know that, don't you? We're just going the same way as the Soviet Union. People are too goddamn dumb to realize it. Just give me pizza. And there's the other thing, right? People are so dumb. So we basically have to, since the government isn't going to give the tsunami victims shit, the American public is going to be suckered into believing that we have to do the work of what our tax money should be doing. And of course, you know, it's a wonderful thing to donate money, and I certainly have been donating to the American Red Cross, and I think it's definitely the right thing to do. Because if we don't, they're not going to get any money. But you see, I think it's the responsibility of the government. I think that's what we pay taxes for. And Americans are so goddamn dumb because so many of us think that we're getting a bargain with our taxes. Because, oh, our taxes are only 33%. And in European countries, they can go as high as 50 or 60%. But you know what? In those countries, you don't have to pay for health insurance. You don't have to worry about your retirement. You get 5 weeks of vacation minimum guaranteed by the goddamn government. You get to relax. You get to be lighter on your feet because you don't have to worry about your future every goddamn second. And your taxes go to take care of things instead of just killing people all the goddamn time. And they have an educational system, and there's a literacy rate that's in the 90% because they care about each other. And that's the bottom line. And in this piece of shit country, they don't. And don't start with your goddamn flags and your patriotic bullshit, because it's just that bullshit. Don't even start with me on that shit. I need a piece of pizza. I really do. But I can't. It's after midnight, and I'll just have gas all night if I eat pizza now, so I'll save it for breakfast. But seriously, you know, I did this bike-a-thon a couple years ago from Amsterdam to Paris on a bicycle for these one of these, you know, scam fundraisers for AIDS, you know, whatever. But so it turned out to be kind of a scam. But, you know, my heart was in the right place, and I ended up giving quite a bit of money directly to the UCLA AIDS research. So, you know, it worked out. I had to bypass the fundraising organization because they were taking a lot of money. But anyway, and it was raining the whole time, which was terrible. My panties got wet, blah, blah, blah. I get laid, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanted a ham sandwich, broke my kosher. I'm not kosher anyway, et cetera, et cetera. But the interesting thing was, here we were, 600 Americans riding through Europe. Now, they had, the organizers had planned on getting people from Europe to participate in the ride as well as people from America. Now, you would think that since it's in Europe, you would get probably a majority of Europeans. Well, you know how many Europeans we had? Two. And the rest were Americans. And we didn't understand why at first. And then it was explained by several people that, you see, in Europe, they don't have the same understanding of charity that we do. Because they look, and Europeans, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I will certainly, you know, encourage that on the weblog, Merminator.com. But Europeans expect the government to do these things. They don't understand why we should have to raise money for AIDS research. Because in their minds, as it was explained to me, that would be like having a fundraiser for a public highway, which doesn't make any goddamn sense. I have to blow my nose and I have the lavalier on, so cover your ears. God, now I sound like Dave Weiner, sneezing all over the driving the car. I love his podcast, by the way. I think it's absolutely one of my favorites. Because it's just, you know, very down-to-earth in the car. The way he sort of has this hippie accent and the snot-nose kind of bothers me. But let's face it, the guy's, you know, he's got an amazing mind. And it's sort of like what I was talking about with Nicole Kidman. And, ugh, that's a horrible comparison. But, you know, it's like Nicole Kidman is so beautiful, it doesn't matter what she does. It doesn't matter. Because she's beautiful. She can be a cunt. I don't care. Because she's beautiful and she's got a little bit of talent. Well, you see, Dave Weiner, I wouldn't exactly say he's beautiful, but you see, he's got a good brain. And that entitles him to be kind of, you know, nuts and a little bit of an asshole or whatever. And I don't know the guy, so I'm judging. And I'm just making examples. But I'm just talking about what I've, you know, from what I'm guessing based on his personality, I guess I'm guessing that he tends to be a little overbearing. I certainly can relate to this sort of thing. I have relatives that are overbearing. I'm certainly not. I've always tried not to be overbearing in my life because I don't want to repeat the mistakes my mother made. But so, you know, I get the impression that he's a little difficult to deal with. He seems to rub people the wrong way at times. It sounds like this RSS business was a bit difficult for him because a bunch of people basically... I don't know, but see, this is what I'm hearing basically from Dave's own podcast and from, you know, that's just the impression I get. And since I am a lesbian, I'm a little psychic, so I'm reading this. It's sort of a reading that I'm giving him for free if he's listening, which he probably isn't because I don't know. But anyway, oh, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, my sinuses are filling up. I really need to end. I need to end. And I'm not going to play. Should I play music for the end? The music, you know, it's just got to happen. And sometimes it just doesn't happen for me. Sometimes the music just don't go, baby. And you know what they say? It's after 12 o'clock. And like my friend Jeanette's mama used to say, honey, ain't nothing open after 12 o'clock except legs. And that's the truth, my sister friend. Let's see. Good night, everyone.
Tell me how you get that shine. You must polish off. They